your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill, what a great interview with Dan. I mean, he's a fascinating guy and really loves those Braves. Go Braves!
Well, it's good to have a professional baseball team as well as having minor league teams in an area which you can go and visit them. That's kind of neat.
Absolutely, absolutely. And check out his book because it is really, really fascinating. And again, that's when the Braves ruled the diamond 14 years, 14 flags, rather, over Atlanta. 14 years of flags over Atlanta, really. So great, great, great. But you know, I want to shift gears a little bit, Doc Bill, because baseball games are great for the summer, but also I know people are looking for some place to go.
Well, they are. In the summertime, people want to be close to the water, whether that's the beach or some little or the lake, or whether they're looking to hang around the inlets and the inland waterways. That's really cool and things that people want to do come this time of year.
Well, you know, we recently talked about staycations on the morning show with Joel and Bill, and I talked about a great staycation that people can do that was taking place nearby. But, you know, staycations can also be a couple hours away as well. As long as you're, you know, can get there in a day, sometimes a drive may not be too far, that you can still consider that a staycation.
Well, you can, you know, and, you know, one of the great places is the Georgia coast, particularly the old Georgia coast where, you know, the old, you know, dirt roads with the live oaks crossing them and the old small businesses that have been around for 50 years or more. That's a part of Georgia that's vanishing, and we still have parts of Georgia like that that are still around that we can visit and enjoy.
Well, Shellman's Bluff is one of those places, and when I think of Shellman's Bluff, I think of like a Rockwell painting that you're stepping into that where you just get that feel of old America, Americana, and it's just, I mean, it's a great place. You're right. You can go there and you can relax, but you can also be quite active. There are several things that you can do in the area.
Well, you can. I mean, first of all, you have, Shellman's Bluff is an area where you have two rivers. You have the Boro River meeting with the Julianton River, and over this is a bluff, which is Shellman's Bluff, which overlooks these areas, and these dump into the intercoastal, and in the distance, you can see Sapelo Island and part of St. Catharines, and again, that's part of the heritage of the area, but since it's an area that's not well developed, there are a lot of wildlife reserves in that area, great seabirds, a lot of beautiful live oaks to look at, and again, the idyllic scenery of these old cottages along the dirt roads with the live oak with the moss hanging from it.
Well, yeah, I love that. It's so romantic, and it's very reminiscent of the old times. But let's talk a little bit more specifically about some of the things that you can do in Shellman's Bluff, because I really love being there and just walking those little dusty roads early in the morning, and you do get a chance to see the fishermen heading out in their boats and the pelicans flying behind them. I mean, it's really very a picturesque scene early in the morning, as well as really any time of the day, but certainly early in the morning, that village is coming to life because it has always been a fishing village, and it still remains that somewhat because that's where people go to go fishing. They still go there to the fish camp and get all their fishing supplies and head out early in the morning for a day of fishing.
That's true. I mean, they have, even today, and around either May or probably the end of June, I don't know if this happened or not, we have the King Mackerel fishing contest, and that occurs in Shellman's Bluff, where the fishermen go and they catch the huge king mackerel that weigh anywhere from 30 to 65 pounds. And that contest, people just go to see the fish that are brought in and enjoy it. And again, there's a lot of good places to do. There's two good restaurants in the area. One is Speed's, which Gun and Garden and Guns nominee is having the best fried shrimp in the state of Georgia.
I would also add the best fried oysters that I've ever had. I love their fried oysters. They're so good.
They're so good. They're very, very good. And then down the road, again, near the Captain's Cottage, is a nice little place called Hunter's Cafe, which has been around for 50 years. They have a bunch of dollar bills that have been taped to the walls for eons. And again, you can get a drink there. But again, the seafood is very good. And it sits right on the Boro on Julianton River, so you can look out and see the river and see the slow life, see the seabirds, and again, see the little life in the village, the people walking their dogs, the visitors coming by, and that's kind of neat to do.
It is very laid back. I mean, that's one of the things I love about it. If you're looking to disconnect, Shellman's Bluff. But, you know, if you want to be active, though, you can do that, too, because it's very close to Savannah, Tybee Island, Jekyll Island, St. Simons. You can also head over to Sapelo, our beloved island. So there's lots that you can do as well if you want to be a little bit more active and not just sit on the porch and rock or swing, because that's right there at the Captain's Cottage, which is one of those vacation rentals that you can rent right there in Shellman's Bluff on Well Street.
True. It's about a 10-minute ride from the Harris Neck Wildlife Reserve, which is one of the largest bird sanctuaries in this country. You can see alligators out there. You can see a lot of the seabirds. It's a great place for the wood storks, one of their largest nesting areas. And in the past few years, we've had some Rosie Spoonbills that have started to make that their home. And it's a series of acreage out there, couple of thousand. It used to be an old military base, but it's been converted over to a bird sanctuary run by the federal government. And there are a series of several ponds. There's a big pond called Woody Pond that has huge habitat for the wood storks. Then you also have other series of small ponds, which have a variety of bird life to see. It's incredible.
Well, I agree with you. You cannot go to that area without stopping by the Harris Neck Wildlife Refuge, which is actually a national refuge. And you're right about those wood stork. They look like little cotton balls dotting the trees out there, because certain times of the year when they're migrating, you can see so many of those birds, and it's just fascinating to see them because they're quite elusive, so you don't always see them.
And they're there by the thousands, and the cost is free. I mean, you're paying for it with your tax dollars, so it's something that doesn't cost the family anything except time. But since this is a federal park and there are birds, you can't take your dog in your car with you. That's the only thing.
Not even in the car, huh?
Not even in the car.
Oh, yeah, I know they'll stop you. But, you know, I like also Darien, which is right close to Sherman Bluff, just a little bit south of Sherman Bluff. So Darien's really cool, too, and you can check that out. There are lots of things to do in Darien. They have the waterfront park, which is really great. You can carry your dog there and walk along the water. It's great to see the boats coming and going, the traffic going across the bridges, the Altamaha River. I mean, there's a lot that you can just see right there in Darien.
Yeah, you have the Butler Plantation, which is now, again, another wildlife reserve to see for birds, which is incredible to do. You've got Skipper's, which is a great seafood restaurant that's actually on the water. You can either go to Skipper's by driving your car or by boat. There's also BJ's, which, again, is a local place for favorites. They do a lot of buffets, very inexpensive, but very, very fresh fish that's caught from the local waters, and that's something good to do. And just walking around Darien, some of the small art stores, there's a great wine and cheese store that's there, so you can do a lot. They also give boat rides where they do tours on the boat,
where they do wine tours
on the boat. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of neat to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, kayaking and biking and just walking around the little city, as you mentioned. But, you know, also, too, there's a fort there called Fort King George that was built in 1721. It was actually the first English settlement on coastal Georgia, so it's quite historic. Doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it really is quite historic to the area. And it was actually built there to help the South Carolinians protect their region.
Well, that's good. That's true. There's also a jailhouse where they have a lot of art at, and not too far from, again, Shelma's Bluff is the smallest church in America, which is a neat place to see. It's been rebuilt. It had a fire about a year ago, but now the place has been totally rebuilt. It's a nice little place to go by and see, and it's a small functioning church.
It is a functioning church, and from the outside it looks teeny, like a dollhouse that maybe only one or two people can fit in, but they actually have church service there. I think it can fit up to about 12.
If you push it, I'd say six is where you're, you know.
Six? Okay, six, well, maybe half of 12 then. I knew 12 was in there somewhere. Maybe it was half of 12. But, yeah, that's definitely a great place to visit. And as we mentioned, too, Savannah's just only about 45 minutes away. So the Sherman Bluff area is definitely a great spot for the family to go. Now, the Captain's Cottage, which is there, is great because you can also have your pet with you when you go there. It's no problem to bring a pet along to the Captain's Cottage. And it sleeps up to eight, really, but six comfortably, but you could probably push it with eight as well.
It's good, and it's a great place to be. And you can find out more information by visiting sapalandbirdhouses.com and looking to housing on the mainland, which would be the Captain's Cottage. Again, sapalandbirdhouses.com is a website, or you can call the phone number 912-223-6515.
And, you know, also, too, it's not that far from Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms. And if you want to go and pick up some fresh tomatoes and vegetables and things like that for the summer, visit down to Sherman Bluff. You can do that in the area as well. Now, Dr. Bill, when we come back for the last segment of the show, I want to talk about something that's not so fun, and that's bed bugs. So you guys listen in, because we're going to talk about bed bugs, what we can do to protect ourselves as we travel around this summer, staying in different hotels. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're on North Georgia's News Talk, M550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be